A terrorist planned to attack Washington using RC model planes. China has taken the first step toward its own space station. And Ed Bolin argues for aviation's contribution to the U.S. balance of trade. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Welcome to the last day of the third quarter. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, September 30th, 2011. General aviation advocates have been alarmed at the TSA's continued mission creep into light aircraft, despite the fact that terrorists don't appear interested in using them for attacks. Maybe the TSA just didn't think small enough. In Boston, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says a suspect has been charged with planning attacks on the U.S. Capitol and the Pentagon using radio-controlled model airplanes filled with plastic explosives. Rezwan Furtas is a 26-year-old U.S. citizen who was arrested after an undercover operation in which he worked with FBI agents he thought were agents of Al-Qaeda. He's also been charged with attempting to provide support and resources to Al-Qaeda to carry out attacks on U.S. soldiers overseas. Reuters reports Furtas allegedly told a witness that he planned to attack the Pentagon and Capitol building using small drone airplanes filled with explosives and guided by GPS. He reportedly hoped to follow up the aerial assault with a ground assault involving six armed people with automatic weapons, according to an official affidavit. If convicted on all the charges, Furtas could spend 20 years in prison. China launched its Tiangong-1 module from the Jiquan Launch Center in the Gobi Desert on Thursday. It's the first step in what the government hopes will be a Chinese space station. The module, whose name translates to Heavenly Palace, is part of a program developed to refine spacecraft docking technology. China says an unmanned Shenzhou 8 spacecraft will be launched within the next few weeks to practice docking maneuvers with Tiangong-1. Manned flights are planned for next year, with astronauts staying on board for up to a month, according to a report in the UK newspaper The Guardian. Liu Jinrong, the launch center's chief engineer, commented, quote, "This is a significant test. We've never done such a thing before," unquote. The module is part of a temporary facility which will remain in orbit for about 2 years. The Chinese hope to begin construction of a permanent space station in 2020. On Wednesday, NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin told the ITC, that's the U.S. International Trade Commission, that the U.S. civil aviation industry remains one of the strongest positive contributors to the nation's balance of trade, despite the daunting economic challenges that have confronted the industry in recent years. In a statement made during testimony at a hearing held by the commission, Bolin pointed to a 2010 statistic from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, which shows that 2015 general aviation aircraft were made that year, with 1,334 manufactured in the U.S., and 52% of those sold elsewhere for an export value of almost $5 billion. He noted to commissioners that was down from almost $6 billion exported in 2008, reflecting the adverse economic conditions. Bolin told commissioners, quote, "No one knows better than you that we are living in a global marketplace, and the fact is, aviation has the ability to make face-to-face transportation possible in this global marketplace," unquote. Up next on ANN, the Honda Jet is going on tour west of the Mississippi. ATR says 2011 has been a record year for sales. And why does your TV studio have the acoustics of a bathroom stall? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, September 30th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB is investigating the crash of a Robinson R-44 in Caledonia, Michigan, which claimed the lives of the pilot and a passenger on their way to a private hunting area. The aircraft wasn't reported missing for more than 2 days, and a witness who saw it go down didn't report it because she thought it was making a routine landing. The Alpena News reports authorities were told by family members that 46-year-old pilot Dan Logie took off from Richmond with his passenger, 34-year-old Mark May of Sterling Heights, about 6:30 p.m. local time on Friday, September 23rd, headed for the Ridgevale Hunt Club in Ossineke. After the pair weren't heard from all weekend, the family reported the helicopter missing about 10 a.m. Monday. A witness identified as Colleen Konishny of Heron says she saw the aircraft miles south of her home, descending until it went behind trees. But she says there are clearings in that area where small planes can be landed. When she saw no smoke or fire, she assumed it was a routine landing. Hunters eventually found the crash site on Monday morning. The paper reports investigators from the FAA and NTSB, assisted by a representative from Robinson Helicopter, were on scene on Tuesday. NTSB Senior Air Safety Investigator Aaron Sauer told the news autopsies with forensic toxicology testing will be done, and the wreckage has been moved to a secure area while the board decides whether to inspect it in depth. Local officials reported some inclement weather around the time of the accident. The Honda Jet will be making a couple of stops on its way to and from Las Vegas for NBAA 2011. On the way to the show, the plane will be on display Friday, October 7th in Dallas, Texas. Then, following the convention, it will be in McKinney, Texas on Friday, October 14th. The local visits are being scheduled to take place on the first trip of the HondaJet proof-of-concept aircraft west of the Mississippi River and provide a rare opportunity to see the aircraft at both Qatar Aviation Phoenix and Qatar Aviation Dallas McKinney. HondaJet invites local pilots and anyone else to an informal reception at each location with the opportunity to see the plane up close. Registration is free. HondaJet sales reps, flight test engineers, and pilots will be on hand to answer questions. An RSVP is requested if you plan to attend. You can do that online at hondajet.honda.com. From Monday, October 10th through Wednesday the 12th, during NBAA 2011, the plane will be on display at booth C11433 at the Las Vegas Convention Center, and the proof-of-concept aircraft will be on static display at Henderson Airport. Officials for European regional turboprop maker ATR say 2011 has been a record year for sales, with 145 firm aircraft orders and another 72 options since the beginning of the year. The value of these orders is estimated at $3.2 billion, or $4.8 billion including the options. The previous record was in pre-recession 2007, with 113 firm orders and 26 options. That 145 firm orders represent over 80% of all sales of regional aircraft of 50 to 90 seats since the beginning of 2011. ATR says it has also hit a new record for its order book, which has grown to 275 aircraft worth $6.2 billion. That represents almost 4 years of production. ATR says the strong numbers confirm a renewed interest in turboprops. And finally today, this may be a first. With Wi-Fi becoming more common on airliners, it's not surprising that someone has used Skype in flight. But the blog Newscast Studio reports that Time Magazine editor-at-large Mark Halperin appeared on the MSNBC show way too early Thursday morning via Skype from the lavatory of an airplane in flight. Halperin was returning home on a red-eye flight after covering a speech by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in Washington, D.C. He says he filed the report from the lavatory out of respect for the quiet flight rules. And after all, nothing says respect like taking a camera into a restroom. That's the latest from Aero News. We'll be back Monday with more news and with our weekly special feature with CFI Bob Miller. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.